Yeah, welcome in. Welcome back to another episode of the Format Podcast. Got a pretty interesting show for you here today. It's Throwback Thursday, so you know what time it is. And I was actually going to do a show today on Pistol Pete Maravich, who is kind of the innovator of so much of what we see today in terms of the showmanship, the fancy ball handling, the fancy passes and all that. Magic Johnson even said that his game was heavily introduced by Pistol Pete. And I was getting my stuff together, getting my information, doing a little bit of research to go ahead and put that show together for you when I got the notification across my phone that O.J. Simpson, the Juice, one of the greatest running backs of all time in the NFL, had died yesterday at the age of 76. So I changed courses and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do the show about the Juice. But before we get to that, you know what time it is. If you're here on YouTube and you haven't already, please make sure you go ahead, click that like, that subscribe, that notification bell. Make sure you're kept up to date whenever we drop new content on the channel. If you want the audio-only version of the podcast, open up your audio podcast platform, hit the search bar, type in The Format Podcast, and we should come right up. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you give us that like, that five-star review, and drop a comment. All that stuff helps us rise in the algorithm, helps us find more sports fans, helps more sports fans find us. And finally, make sure you write it down, put it in your phone, set an alarm, do whatever you got to do to remember. Saturday nights at 7 p.m., we are live here on the Format Podcast, and we'll give you the opportunity to call in, talk to us, get at me. I love it. I can't wait. Okay, so as you heard me say in the introduction, I think that, like I said, I had planned to do this show on Pistol Pete Maravich, but, you know, I got the notice that OJ passed away, and I decided to go ahead and do that instead. Now, I know a lot of people have conflicting feelings on OJ. A lot of people don't see him particularly well. A lot of people in the white community don't see him well. A lot of people in the black community don't see him well, but this is a sports show, so I'm going to talk primarily in this episode about his incredible abilities as a football player. And of course, we got to, you know, we can't talk about OJ without at least briefly touching on the other stuff, but let's get to it. So OJ was kind of, he's one of the first guys that you knew about, that you heard from, like, as a pro athlete in America, kind of going from the projects and being a poor black kid to really making something of himself and becoming super famous and like a national hero through athletics. So OJ is, you know, he's a kid growing up in the projects in, I think, San Francisco and Oakland, in that area. And he ends up becoming a track star and a football star in high school. And then he goes on to USC, University of Southern California, where he ends up winning a Heisman Trophy. And we know what the Heisman Trophy is. It's an award for the best college football player in the country that season. And obviously, back then, running backs were primarily considered the glamour position, not so much like now where it is all quarterbacks, right? And so OJ was an incredible, incredible player, wins the Heisman Trophy, and then goes on to become an NFL rookie in 1969, gets drafted to the Buffalo Bills. Now, this is interesting, right? So you go back and you start looking at OJ's numbers, and this guy is, numbers aside, one of the greatest football players of all time. When you watch this stuff that he could do, man, the Juice was incredible, absolutely incredible. And obviously, his best seasons were for the Buffalo Bills. He played 9 of 11 years for the Buffalo Bills. And then his final 2 years, he got to go back home to California and he played for the San Francisco 49ers. Now, this is the interesting part to me, right? His first year, he only had 697 rushing yards. His second year, only 488 rushing yards. He only played in 8 games that second year, so I'm assuming that there were some injuries involved. He played all 14 games in his third year, 742 rushing yards. So, you know, he took a little longer, I think, to get acclimated to the NFL in terms of really becoming what he would be. But this is where the crazy part happens. In his fourth season, he jumps from 742 rushing yards in 14 games to 1,251 rushing yards in 14 games. And over the next 5 seasons, from 1972 to 1976, so 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, over that 5-year span, that is one of the greatest 5-year spans in NFL history. And he goes on to average 1,500 rushing yards. More than 1,500 rushing yards, exactly 1,539.8 rushing yards per season over that 5-year stretch. And totals 7,699 yards. Again, one of the best 5-year stretches we've seen, right? And the crazy part is, now keep in mind, he's averaging 1,540 rushing yards. But the big one is, back then, the NFL season was only 14 games long. And let me ask you this. Is there anyone out there, without looking it up, that can tell me who O.J. Simpson's quarterback was? Or who were some of the wide receivers that played on that team? Exactly. And the reason I bring that up is O.J. was clearly, without question, the only offensive threat on that roster, right? And again, like I said, during that five-year stretch, the guy averages 1,540 rushing yards. And the coup de grace was the 1973 season where he became the first man to rush for over 2,000 yards in one season. He rushed for 2,003 yards in only 14 games, 12 rushing touchdowns, averaging 143 rushing yards per game. Now, to me, why that's crazy, like I said, he was the only offensive threat on that team. Nobody else, nobody knows who his quarterback was. Nobody knows who his wide receivers were. Obviously, he had a lights out offensive line. I think they called him the electric company. They were really moving things for the juice. And I mean, he just got busy. And that's in an era where the game, much like basketball, was so much more physical. You could really hit guys. You could, you know, really bring the heat to them. And as you saw in the highlight package that I played a little while ago, OJ was just incredible in terms of, you know, he could run between the tackles, but when he got outside, he turned on that track speed, because OJ was, he was a track star in college as well as high school. So he turned on that track speed and he could move on you. And as you saw, he was rarely caught from behind. I think OJ is probably one of the more overlooked all-time great running backs. And of course, we know that some of the stuff that happened later in his life led to a lot of that. But in his final three seasons, OJ only rushed for, in 1977, 557 yards, 1978, 593 yards, and then finally 460 yards in his final year of 1979. So he started off slow and he finished kind of slow. And obviously, we know that, like I always talk about, sports medicine wasn't the same back then. But the fact that in 11 years, he rushed for 11,236 total rushing yards is crazy. And obviously, we know the guy was a first ballot Hall of Famer, blah, blah, blah. And he's well known as one of the greatest running backs, one of the greatest football players of all time. But the funny thing was, because of his football career, he ended up being one of the most loved people in America, right? Which is crazy, especially as a black man in the 60s and 70s. Like, that was at the time you were going to be one of the most loved people in America. Hell, it's 2024 and it's hard as a black man to be one of the most loved people in America. But everybody loved OJ, right? To the point that he had national ad campaigns in the early 90s. He was actually like a sideline correspondent and a football correspondent in the NFL for NBC's coverage of the league. He was an actor. I believe he was in the, I know for sure he was in the Naked Gun 1 with Leslie Nielsen. Really, really funny movie. If you've never seen it, check it out. I believe he was also in the Naked Gun 2. He played Detective Frank Nordberg. Detective Nordberg, that was his last name in the movie. But anyway, the point is, he was well loved. And one of his most famous commercials was him. It was a Hertz car rental commercial, and he was like running through the airport and he was jumping over things and hurdling things in a suit. And, you know, everybody really loved OJ. And then, of course, and this is so funny, right? Because as much as I know about OJ's heroics on the gridiron and him being loved, you know, off the field and all of that, when I think about OJ, this is so odd. The first thing I think about, because I was such a basketball lover, 1994, I'm what, 14 years old, 14, 15 years old, I think. And I was 16 in 1994, and I'm watching the NBA Finals, and I believe it was Game 5, and Houston is playing New York. So Hakeem Olajuwon and Patrick Ewing are dueling it out for the championship while Michael Jordan's away playing baseball. And during this Game 5, all of a sudden, we get the NBC News cutaway, and they went away from the NBA Finals to show the Bronco chase with O.J. Simpson in the Bronco on the freeway in California. So this is shortly after the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson. And he was widely thought of as having done that. But it was a major, major news story, obviously, because O.J. was such a well-known and at that point beloved person in America. And so they cut away from the NBA Finals, and they're they're showing the Bronco chase. The cops are chasing the Bronco down the freeway in California, and it was crazy. And I'm like, get back to the game. Get back to the game. And so that's one of the things that I think about probably first when I think about O.J. Simpson, not his greatness as a football player. And eventually he went to trial for the murder and he beat the case. Legendary Johnny Cochran. If the glove don't fit, you must acquit and all of that. And he beat the case. And but he ended up, I think they ended up kicking him out of the Hall of Fame, taking his bust away and all this. And so his name definitely got smeared because of that. And then he got in more trouble later in his life, ended up doing 7 or 8 years in prison over some other stuff. And it was just crazy. And then, you know, obviously he went through a lot with the black community, because when he was at his height of fame, he kind of distanced himself from the black community, saying things like, I'm not black, I'm OJ. You know, I guess trying to avoid, you know, racism and those type of things. And then obviously he got in problems with the white community because his ex-wife was white. And many people think that he was responsible for her murder and the murder of her boyfriend, I think Ron Goldman. And so, you know, the whole thing ended up being crazy. But yeah, so I would have been remiss if I talked about OJ and didn't bring up that part of it. So I'm not going to dig too deep into any of that. That's not really, that's less relevant to me. What I wanted to do again was give this dude his flowers for just being one of the most incredible football players we've ever seen. One of the most incredible running backs we've ever seen. I mean, just look at this guy. Look at this. Now, he is smoking defensive backs. Defensive backs are generally the fastest guys on the field. And once he got out into the open field, if you see right there on that previous highlight, the defensive back had the angle and he couldn't cut him off because OJ was that fast. And so you talk about strength, you talk about speed, and just, again, the thing that I always point to is that he was pretty much the only offensive weapon on that team, but he, you know, he churned out those incredible seasons. And that 5-year run is one of the greatest 5-year runs in the history of the NFL. And so I'm pretty much going to wrap it up there, but man, OJ was incredible. And now OJ is gone. We don't know where, obviously, but OJ has passed away. He lost his battle with cancer. That was the announcement that was put out by his children. So he died April 10th, 2024 at the age of 76. So OJ Simpson, I'm not going to say rest in peace because I don't know what you did or didn't do, but I'm just going to say that OJ is gone. And OJ, again, is one of the greatest football players we've ever seen. One of the greatest running backs we've ever seen. In my estimation, probably a top 5 running back of all time. And he was just that great as a football player. So on this Throwback Thursday, there you have it, OJ Simpson. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. You can leave your comments in the comment section. If you're old enough to have seen OJ play, what are your thoughts about OJ as a football player? And I guess if you want to leave your comments also, what are your thoughts about OJ as a person? Although I'm sure very few of us actually knew OJ Simpson personally. But yeah, leave your comments in the comment section. Can't wait to hear from you. Make sure you like and subscribe to the channel. And remember, Saturday night, 7 p.m., we're going to be doing that live show. So make sure you check in, tell your friends, tell your enemies, family, whoever. And I'm out. Peace.